Good morning. Sandy Williams sitting in for Earl Ingram, the Earl Ingram Show. Connor, how do people call into this show?
They call in by calling 844-967-2789.
I'm here this morning with Scott Williams, a guest.
Here I am.
Yeah. And we have a caller. I think you said you're Jack from Merrimack.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, are you on?
I'm on.
Morning, Jack.
And thanks for taking my call. Good morning.
Sure.
You know, these election deniers, just every once in a while they get to me. I think this morning was one of those once in a while. First, you can't get a ballot in Wisconsin without appropriate ID, period, end of story. There was no one just handing out ballots in any park without any ID.
What? Yeah. We didn't get a named park on that one.
Yeah, it's just
the park.
Yeah.
I've been an election observer for the League of Women Voters in Wisconsin. I've seen the process. Anybody that hands out ballots, whoever's in charge of that particular election area gives them this lecture beforehand, and they tell them what's accepted, what's acceptable, how to go through the process. But that's it just the irony of this whole situation is totally lost on these people that are election deniers. They don't seem to realize, first of all, very peculiar thing. Any place where their candidate loses, there had to be fraud. But people on the same ballot in the same place, no, they're fine if the election deniers wanted those people to win. Those people legitimately won, but they're all on the same ballot. It's amazing to me that people think like that.
And that slices along demographic lines that can be advantageous. You know, that the othering happens within that process.
Well, I think that you're right, Jack.
I agree with you.
Yeah, the problem is that those people, too many of those people voted, meaning those people are the ones who vote for the people on the ballot that you didn't want to win.
And in our state, that often divides us along a racial demographic, and especially in the cities as well.
Yeah.
Well, it divides along generally a two-county demographic, Dane County and Milwaukee County.
Right.
Funny thing, those are the only two places where recounts were demanded. And, again, it's the same process. Our candidate lost. Oh, it's got to be something wrong with the election, but the whole rest of the state, that was just fine. It just, the complete irony and actually, I would say, intentional, willful denial of that juxtaposition, that craziness just, it gets to me, that's all.
Well, I don't understand how we can be asking these questions. We have an ex-justice of the state Supreme Court, Justice Gableman, who's carrying out a year-long investigation. There must be fire where there's all this smoke, right, Jack? I mean, what is going on? Why does the legislature, why are we willing to spend $1 million on a pursuit of something which is so obviously politically fraught and has no factual basis whatsoever? It to me is there's something going on. I mean, it's a national. The whole reason Gableman exists is because the Trump movement wants to be sure that as many states as possible can announce that they have investigations ongoing into the fraudulent stolen election. I think, isn't it? Don't you see it that way, Jack?
Well, and that's a part of it. Another part of it is, we got to do something about these terrible voter fraud. So we're going to ban, and they call them drop boxes. They are authorized ballot collection boxes. They're like a mailbox. They're hard to get into, even harder than a mailbox, actually. They are authorized by the appropriate town or city or clerk. And there are legitimate places to leave your ballot, which is sealed. Then the clerk gets the sealed ballot, notes that it is sealed, makes sure that there are the appropriate signatures on it, et cetera, and then counts the ballot. There's nothing unlawful about that. And in fact, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin, in their wonderful intelligence, have seen fit to reverse a decision of the Wisconsin Elections Board or Elections Commission that allowed for those drop boxes, as they call them. You have the court now is legislating. This is how this should be done, not the legislature, which authorized the Wisconsin Election Commission.
I think the question was that the Supreme Court was addressing was the process that was used by the Election Commission to adopt the drop box process, I would have disagreed with them on the administrative law issue of whether, in fact, it was lawfully done or not by the Election Commission. But the one thing that the court did do was said that the elections that had occurred under the rules that had been implemented by the Election Commission were valid. So in spite of the fact that Trump wanted to point at that Supreme Court decision and say, see, further evidence that my election was stolen, was exactly the opposite. And even our conservative Supreme Court at least was careful with respect to that aspect of it.
Yeah, that's true. The whole purpose of this thing, in my opinion, is to disrupt our election process as much as possible, to put on additional rules and limitations on how to vote and make it much more difficult as possible, and not just one demographic. That's the thing that's really ironic here, too. It affects Republicans as well as Democrats. You make it more difficult for anybody to vote, and it's more difficult for everybody to vote.
Well, interestingly, the process that resulted in the easing of the and making it more easy to vote by mail was started by the Republican Party because they I guess erroneously initially conceived that write-in ballots were more frequently carried out by Republicans, and then when it turned out that wasn't true, that suddenly became and a very nefarious scheme.
The question in my mind is this: should every citizen have the right to vote, and should it be as easy as possible for that person to vote? And my answer to that is yes, and there really should be a federal law that says something like that.
Yeah,
every citizen has got the right to vote, and anything that really interferes with it, seriously interferes. Gerrymandering extreme is one thing, multiple voter ID laws.
Jack, we're going. I've got to cut you off. You're doing some good stuff. We're going to break. We'll be back.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.